To be covered. It's a cruel world out here. Mm-hmm. Our family, we got to be covered in the Lord. Mm-hmm. We got to be covered in the blood. See, this is walk by faith. Amen. We live in by faith. Yeah. Say this is the things that we don't see. I don't see it. Don't feel like it's going to get better. No, it don't feel like it. My flesh tell me it don't. I don't like the situation I'm in. But my focus is, I know it's going to get better with the help of the living God. Because God said he had never leave us nor forsake us. So I know through the help and the grace and the eye of the living God, he's going to see us through.
Absolutely.
We got hope beyond this. Hey, glory. And we got hope beyond the grave. Come on now. What I say last week, that's why we living to live again.
That's right.
This is temporary. It's important for us to press toward that month.
Amen.
We think it's going to be easy, baby. Oh, it's so hot now, baby. This is the best life you can ever live in, God.
Oh, okay.
This is the best life. For he can touch you where can't no man touch you. Right. He can take you where can't no man take you. He can give you where can't no man even fathom in the mind to give you.
Uh-huh.
Amen to that. God is a living God. And I thank him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm going to sing that song. I get joy when I think about. And then sister running late again. And we spoke. We sang a song. Okay. Let's sing a song. I get joy when I think about.
What he's done for me.
I get joy when I think about.
What he's done for me.
I get joy when I think about.
What he's done for me.
I get joy when I think about.
What he does for me,
Lord, amen. 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 blessing for my friend, my childhood friend. We go a long way. And her husband, praise God, to bless us with their presence on today. I am truly overjoyed to y'all presence. So, supposed to say, I'm coming. I'm coming. I say, yeah, whatever. Whatever. Yes, yes, yes. But we have to see. See, that's the love that God has for us. Yeah. We don't have to see each other every day.
That's right.
But when we come together, praise the name of the Lord, the love is genuine in us. There's no dissimulation, no fakeness in the love we have for each other. But my mind takes me back to when Elizabeth was pregnant with John, baptizing. And Mary was pregnant with Jesus. And when Mary went to visit her cousin Elizabeth, both of the babies were leaping in the womb at the presence of each other. Come on here. Yes. So that is, I feel that's what we do when our love connects.
All right.
It starts a fire.
Yeah.
Amen to that. Yeah. See, hey, righteous, no righteous. Purity, no purity. Love, no love. There's no dissimulation. There's no false pretenses in this thing. Amen. You know who's funny, and you know who is you. But there's no failure in our God. I'm telling you. I tell you, God is so good. But that's what I see it as. When we come together, I ain't got to see you, but I'm glad when I see you. Amen. Amen. And when the Lord cross our mind of our people, then we send up a prayer. Amen. But God is so good. He is so good. But yes, it's going to get better, sister. It's going to get better. Keep on pressing. It's going to get better. Praise the Lord. It's a new season. They said it's 2020, and they're talking about the vision. It's going to be clear. That's what they said. That's their theme for this year. Praise God. But I don't know what it means to them, but I know it should mean whatever God has for my life. I want to see it a little better and know where I'm going this year. Amen to that. I don't want to get at the end of this year and find out I accomplished the same thing this year than I did last year.
Amen. Amen.
So I want to see something different in my life that God is doing. Yes. That he's leading me to, that's going to benefit, come on now, my spirit man, my spiritual growth. See, folks looking for houses and cars and land, come on here. Yeah. See, but God can say, no, this day no soul is required of me.
Yes.
This day. But I'm prepared for it. Ain't nothing wrong with the design of houses, cars, and land. See, them bodies follow us anyway. Because we got to live somewhere. We got to stay somewhere. It take money to buy land. I don't know that. The Bible says he owned the cattle on the thousand hills and the hills that the cattle was on. So by faith I'm speaking that I have what I need, but my spirit man got to get stronger. My spirit man got to grow. My spirit man got to be ready for when he comes. Come on now. Come on. And it got to be ready to help somebody.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't help nobody if my spirit broken.
Well.
If my spirit contaminated, confused, and jacked up. Yeah. I can't help nobody.
Well.
God called us to be holy. He said, bodily exercise. Let me quit, y'all. Come on now. Bodily exercise, proper living. But godliness with contentment is great gain. Woo! I'm quick, y'all. Look out, this brother down here. Hey! Glory! 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 God is good. He good to my sanctified soul. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. So we thank the Lord for all the testimonies. See, let me see. Okay, I'm gonna see. I'm gonna try to say it because go ahead.
I just want to. This is on my heart. Y'all gotta help me.
Okay, we're gonna help.
God, okay. And the song is my voice. Let me do it. Thank you, Lord.
Okay.
Starting.
just want to thank you, Lord.
You save my soul. You save my soul.
Say.
You save.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
We're blessed in the spirit. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed when we come and when we go. We cast down every stronghold. Sickness and poverty must cease. For the devil is defeated. We are blessed. Bless the name of the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you. We thank you, Lord God, for the increase. We thank you for breaking down and blessing those that gave and those that have not given, and those that desire to give. We give you glory, we give you praise and honor. And we thank you that every sin be used for the use of your kingdom, God. We thank you for sanctifying and increasing and multiplying according to your word and your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. God is good. Ain't God good?
All the time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory. Glory, glory, glory.
Amen. Amen.
Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Word of prayer.
Yes, sir.
We go into the word. Gracious Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on today. Lord God, you have your way, Lord Father. Lord God, touch every ear and every hearer of your word on today, Lord God. Touch our hearts, Lord God. Touch our spirit. Lord Father, touch the one that's not here, Lord God. Lord God, you know my name. You know what their circumstance may be. But Lord God, you know, Lord Father Jesus, that the one that's here, Lord God, we came today, Lord God, wanting to hear a word from you, Lord Father.
Yes,
Lord God, touch us today, Lord God, as we hear the word that you have prepared for today, Lord God.
Yes, God.
Touch our hearts today, Lord God. Prepare our minds, Lord God, that we can receive your word on today, Lord God, and take hold unto your word. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, glory.
Amen. God is truly, truly good.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
I know my wife, she be saying, I'm the one, I don't do a lot of singing. But she be saying, hallelujah.
Yes.
But it was a song, hallelujah, that one of the sisters at the old church used to sing, it been in my spirit all while I was at work. But I'm just going to read a little bit of the words. I ain't going to sing it to you like Sister Campbell.
I'm saying that.
Hallelujah. But I'm going to read the words. Hallelujah. But it's called Keeping on Making a Way for Me.
Okay.
And the words go, keep on making a way over and over again. You're always bringing me out. Over and over again. Lord, you've done so much. All to you I owe. I will ever sing your praise. Glory to your name. Keep on making a way for me. Keep on making a way for me. Opening doors for me. Taking care of me. Keep on making a way for me. Opening doors for me taking care of me. That's just a few portion of the song. But God, just keep on making a way for me.
Absolutely.
I was at work and I was in my spirit. I said, Lord, you just keep on making a way for me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes, I do thank the Lord for blessing me to see another day. I said, Lord, I thank you for even giving me this job. Lord, I thank you for even blessing me with a car, a house, and food on the table. Lord, I just thank you, but Lord, but you keep making a way for me.
Yeah.
Because I can't do it in my strength. I got to do it in your strength.
Come on.
Hallelujah, because you can put me on my back.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Then I can't go to work. Hallelujah. I can't eat. And I thank the Lord for giving me, you know, my health, my strength, and all my limbs.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that been in my spirit. And I was like, Lord, but I said, why you keep on just bringing this up to me? You keep on making a way for me. And he truly do. Each and every day. And I would tell my wife, I was like, you know, all what I've been through in life, you know, been shot twice, stabbed, all this stuff what I've been through. And I said, well, Lord, keep making a way for me. Hallelujah. You know, back in the days, you know, when I got shot like in March of 87, and then in December of 87, I got stabbed right by the heart. And then a month after that, on my birthday, I got shot in the arm. So it was like a 9-month period. And every time I went to the hospital, I was telling my wife, it was the same doctors and the same nurse at the emergency room. And they said, boy, God is doing something. And you don't even know what he's doing. Because all your injuries is on your left side. I think God is good. God is good. But today we're going to get into the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for the late comers. Hallelujah. I had to get it. Thank the Lord for my daughter being a little late.
That's
all right. Thank you, Jesus. But the word for today is, my title is Timing is Everything. Timing is everything. How many know timing is everything? Hallelujah. But I've been preaching out of Galatians, talking about the fruit of the Spirit. And today I'll be talking about long suffering. But my title is Timing is Everything. How many of you know that we all gonna go through some long suffering?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you want it or if you don't want it. If you ordered or if you did order. Hallelujah. We're going to have some long suffering. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to have some long suffering. Hallelujah. But I was reading in the dictionary about long suffering. And it said, have or not showing patience in spite of trouble, especially those caused by others. Then, as I was keep on looking, it says, long suffering. It's talking about you got to have endurance of hardship through various kind and the ability to withstand attacks, insults, or even physical suffering. Okay. Then it said, we are promised trials and tribulations in the world. We are promised this.
Yeah.
We're going to have trials and tribulations in this world. Talking about long suffering. That's why time is every day. So now we're going to go into the word of God and my scripture. I got many scriptures, but I'm not going to hit all of them. But this one scripture I want to start off, and that is John 14 and 1. When you get it, say amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
John 14 and 1. And I'm going to go ahead and read it. And it said, let not your heart be troubled. He believed in God, believed also in me. Now, the word is saying, don't let your heart be troubled. Yes, we're going to have some troubling times. We're going to go through some things in life.
Yeah, yeah.
But timing is everything.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's why God says that we have to be in his word, in his presence. Because, yes, a lot of times we might not can't make it to the house of God. Hallelujah. But we can pray everywhere.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We can pray at home.
Amen.
We can pray on the job. We can pray in the car.
Amen.
We can pray anywhere.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. How many know a lot of times you got to, like me and my wife, we married. And I got to talk to my wife. Hallelujah. Because if I don't talk to her, we won't have a relationship.
Right.
So when you talk to God, you talk to God because you know that you got a relationship with God. Hallelujah. See, a lot of times people think that I got to be at the church 7-8 days a week to have a relationship. Hallelujah. You got to know your relationship with God. Despite whatever somebody else say about you.
That's right.
Because we're in some troubling times.
Come on.
You got to know how to pray.
Amen.
Wherever you at.
Yes.
That's why the word says, let not your heart be troubled.
Yes.
My My Jesus.
He said, he believed in God, believe also in me.
Yes.
You got to believe. So since you believe, yes, I know I'm going through some problems. I know I'm going through some trouble. I got some trouble going on in my life.
Yes.
But I got to know how to pray. Even when troubles are showing up. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. But in the word, over in Psalms 37 and 7. Could you get that one? Psalms 37. Let me give myself. Psalms 37 and 7. We talking about times every day. It's something about time.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Okay. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
You got it, Sister Campbell?
Yes.
What it said?
Rest in the Lord.
Look at it. It said, rest in the Lord. Uh-huh. And whatever?
And wait patiently.
That's time. Wait patiently. It said, you got to wait. But it first of all, it gave us instruction. Rest in the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. See, sometimes we can be running back and forth to work and running all the streets and doing all what we know how to do.
Come
but
on.
Our body gets tired. Hallelujah. Don't you know your body gets tired? So God is telling you to rest. Rest your spirit, man, in the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He said, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for what?
For him.
For him. Then what does Joe say?
Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass.
Amen. I'm going to get it in the 11th verse real quick. Okay. Let me see. Let me see if I can get it real quick. We at 37 and 7, right? Yes. It said, rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him to act. It said, wait patiently for him to act.
Do something.
Hallelujah. Yeah. See, sometimes, wait a second. Well, you know, I want this car. Hallelujah. But you ain't waiting for God to give you instructions about that car. Hallelujah. But then you run off and you get that car on your own wisdom and on your own understanding.
Right.
Now your nose is so high that you came forward. Hallelujah. But if you just would have waited, God would have gave you a no. Hallelujah. That you still would have some money in your pocket.
Well,
hallelujah. Well. Thank you, Jesus. And it wouldn't have been no long term.
All right.
Woo. That's right. Hallelujah. See, one thing about it, I did that before.
Yes,
I did wait. No, we need a time. And I went and got a car, and the car door was so high. And I said, yeah, I want that car. And I got it. Hallelujah. My wife, she was mad. She walked out the car dealership. Hallelujah. She barely could get out the door because her door got wide. Hallelujah. Started rubbing against the door. Hallelujah. That's how mad she was. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But one thing about it, I still got the car.
Uh-huh.
But she enjoyed riding in the car. But she enjoyed when the payment came on. Thank you, Jesus. But the word says, thank you, Jesus. It says, wait patiently for him to act. Woo! Ooh, God is good. God is good. But then what else do it say? What you got in the
Be still and rest in the Lord.
It says, be still or what?
And rest in the Lord.
And rest in the Lord. What does it say?
Wait for him and patiently lean yourself upon him.
Do what? Lean what? Patiently?
Yeah, lean yourself.
Upon him. Mm-hmm. What else?
Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way.
See, it's a lot of times people want to try to get in your way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But we got to learn how to wait. Mm-hmm. Be patient.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Because there's something about that long suffering. We don't want to wait.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We don't have no patience. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. We just want to do what we want to do.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But how many of you know that we got to go on God's time? Thank you, Jesus. It says God has always acted in his time.
That's right.
God has always acted in his time. And then check this out. And he said, and in his ways.
Yes.
Then it said, he does not confirm himself to our timetable. Hallelujah. To our timetable.
That's right.
See, that's something about long suffering. Hallelujah. See, once you get saved, hallelujah, then you say, well, I used to do this at this time, but God said, he ain't going to do it this time.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Why? Because the Bible says, hallelujah, I have been born again. I am a new creature.
Yeah,
he said, behold, all things.
Old things.
Pass away, and behold, all things become new.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You're not doing the old no more.
That's right.
You're doing the new thing.
That's right.
Hallelujah. So since you're doing a new thing, you're on a new time table.
Come on now. You preach on.
You're on a new time table.
That's right.
And then it said that he don't confirm himself to our time table or to our agenda.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
You know how we got an agenda. We say, well, this is what we're going to do. I got it all on the paper. I got it lined up. This I'm going to do it on this month and that month and this month and this week and that time. But God said, you know what? I'm going to change your plan.
That's right.
Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to change your plan. But that's that long suffering. Hallelujah. And because long suffering and patience go together. They work together. Hallelujah. See, sometimes people think long suffering is, hallelujah, I got to go through all this trouble. I got to go through all this. Hallelujah. Long suffering, never patience. Being patient. Just being patient. Hallelujah. I remember I was the most impatient person in the world, I thought. Hallelujah. My wife used to tell me, you need some patience. I said, girl, you need to be quiet. That's what you need to do. How you gonna tell me I need some patience? I got patience. And she said, no, you don't. And I said, yes, I do. She said, no, you don't. She said, why are you mad? And I looked at her and I said, girl, you just don't know how to have patience. And she said, no, you don't, because now you're irritated. Mm-hmm. And my wife, no, I look in my pocket and then put a list falling out. And she said, see, you impatient. I said, girl, I'm going to go through the streets. I'm going to make some money. See, you impatient. You got to wait on God to do it. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand that then.
Right.
Hallelujah. See, God was teaching me something. He was teaching me some things through my wife. And she said, you got to be patient. I said, girl, you just don't know it. I can go out there to the corner, and about an hour, I come back with $400 or $500. I know how to do it. She said, boy, she's going to be downtown, and I ain't coming to visit. Hallelujah. But we were going through some things in the house. Hallelujah. And I said, I can work it out myself. She said, boy, God going to work this out.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. See, my timetable was off.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. But God would let me know I got to get on his agenda. I couldn't be on my own. There's something about being on his agenda and not my own. That's what happened in the church today. People got their own agenda, but they don't want to be on the word agenda.
Well,
thank you, Jesus. It's something about being in his agenda. And then over in Isaiah 55:8, thank you, Lord. It's something about the word of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We need the word of God.
Yes, we do.
Because the word is going to keep us. Yes. And the word is going to make us.
Yes.
55:8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got
it. Okay, what is it?
It says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts.
Oh, look. Ooh, that's deep right there. It says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. And what does it say?
Neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord.
He said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither my ways are your ways, said the Lord. Mm-hmm. So I don't think like you think. My ways are not like your ways.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You might be thinking about doing something. Hallelujah. But the Lord said, look here. My thoughts ain't like, we don't think alike. But he said, but once you get it to me,
come on.
Hallelujah. See, then that old man, he passed away.
Yeah.
He said, behold it.
Your mind got to be renewed. Come on.
The That's right.
All right now.
Your thoughts be renewed once you get into Him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's when you get lined up with Him.
Come on.
Hallelujah. But then see, that old man had to die out.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. Then you get on His agenda. Then you get on His timetable.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. That's when you start building up that patience.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. That long suffering.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But first of all, you got to get the love.
Hey, glory.
Because love is the foundation. Hallelujah. Because over in John 3:16, it said, for God so loved the world that He gave. Hallelujah. How did He give? Because we would have never, some of us would have never gave up our kids to go die for the world. That's why God said, your thoughts ain't like my thoughts.
Woo.
Ain't no way they like my way. He said, I'll give my only begotten Son. Hallelujah. Why? Hallelujah. So that you can have life, and you can have life more abundantly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Then in the Word it said that we all got to come to God. Thank you, Jesus. He said we all have to come to Him. Thank you, Lord. But then I want to get Matthew 24:9. Sometimes when you preaching the Word of God, you got to have the people turn the Word, turn to the Scripture. Hallelujah. Work them pages. Hallelujah. You know, like on the assembly line. You're on the assembly line, you're working them hands. You're working them pages. Hallelujah. You're working them bolts, them nuts, and you're doing all that at work. But then, this is what Jesus is telling the people. This is something about being patient and long-suffering. This is what Jesus is talking right here. He said, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and he shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Don't you know when you get saved, people don't want to talk to you no more. People are going to talk about you. They're going to insult you. They're going to say, well, why did you go to that church? Why did you serve the Lord? I remember. Don't you know a lot of people always remember something?
Yeah.
I remember, girl, we used to be dancing. You remember that song, Earth, Wind, and Fire? Whoa, girl, you remember how you used to dance with the heels on? Hallelujah. So you remember how you used to dance? And then they bring it back. Oh, girl, you remember we used to go all night skating. Girl, them $5 nights. All night skating, girl. Girl, we used to be putting them wheels on the wall and skating backwards and doing cartwheels on the floor. You say, yeah, I remember. Hallelujah. But I tell you, I know I remember because I'm doing something new now.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Come on. Because God has delivered me from that. Hallelujah. God has renewed my mind. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. See, it was some days that we had a lot of fun in the world.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. We'd be lying if we said we did.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I had some fun.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I've had more fun on this side.
Come on. Hey, glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord. I'm having more fun on this side. Thank you, Jesus, because now I'm starting to understand that I was being tricked to have fun. I was being tricked to do some things. Hallelujah. And it was a fellow that was trying to take my life.
That's right.
Hallelujah. But on this side,
that's right.
Thank you, Jesus. My timing was off on the other side.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. But my timing was just right on this side. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You remember the fellow in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Paul. Hallelujah. Before he was Paul, what was his name?
Saul.
And Saul, hallelujah, he was going around, what was he doing?
Killing the Christians.
He was killing the Christians. Hallelujah. And he was killing the Christians, but then he became one of the great apostles.
Greatest apostles.
Yes. Hallelujah. He became great. Hallelujah. He went through some things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He even had to lose his sight. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. See, sometimes we have to lose sight of the world.
Come on, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. So sometimes we be blind by the things Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. See, you can't be, you got to be blind.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Even some things that happen in the house of God, you got to be blind about some things. And it'll make you, woo.
Get you off track.
Yeah, it'll get you off track. Make you want to backslide, make you want to just give up.
Yeah.
But it's a thing that you got to be blind about. Right. God will blind you by some things, hallelujah, because he don't want you going through some things.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
That's why he tells you to rest in him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Lean on him. Depend on him. Hallelujah. That's why he said, look, I wrote this little note right here. It said that the stage is set. Hallelujah. How many know the stage is set? Hallelujah. And then it said, and the time is now. Hallelujah. You know how you get ready to go to a play. They said the stage is set.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We got all the actors.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. They know what they're finna do.
Yeah.
Why? Because we don't rehearse this thing.
Come on,
yeah. Hallelujah. See, once you get into the Word of God, you're not rehearsing the Word of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So you can live.
All right.
Come on.
You can live in the Word of God. Why? Because you own the stage. This is our stage right here. This is our stage right here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is our stage. Thank you, Jesus. And we rehearse it. Hallelujah. Because we practice it and we read the Word of God. We get an understanding of the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. The stage is set.
Yes, hallelujah.
The stage is set.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And the timing is right now.
Come on now. Come
and
on.
The timing is right
yeah.
now. Can't nobody throw you off.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. No matter what's going on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Can't
That's
nobody
right.
throw you off.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
You remember what was that back in the day that we used to watch? Apollo. Remember they used to come over there at night
yeah.
and they used to go out there
yeah.
do their little act. Yeah. And but if your act ain't right, you get to get the fire. Hallelujah.
Yes.
They said they ain't doing it right this time. They ignored it. They said, get them up off the stage.
Come on, show work.
Yeah. They get you off the stage.
Come on. You ain't doing it right.
You ain't doing it right.
That's right.
Hallelujah. But God said the stage is right.
Come on.
And set for it right now.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Then he said, hallelujah. Even if you're doing your old sinful ways.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He said, but I got some people.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. They ain't gonna talk about you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, yeah.
Hallelujah. They gonna help you.
Yes.
Woo!
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Through this process.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
But the stage is set.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
the timing is now.
The timing is now.
Hallelujah. The timing is now. Hallelujah. No matter what we're going through in life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The timing is right now. Hallelujah. Mark 13:19. Thank you, Lord. Now this is Jesus talking. Mark 13:19. Yes.
Is that M-A-R-K?
Yep.
Mark. Mark 13:19.
Okay.
What it says, it's counting.
For in those days shall be affliction such as was not from the beginning of the creation, which God created unto this time, neither shall be.
Okay, I think that was wrong.
20. And except the Lord has shortened the days, no flesh should be saved.
No.
Okay.
I ain't holding. Then just go to John 16:13.
I like that.
Amen.
John 16:13.
Yes.
John 16:33.
I didn't want to
sit
down. Put it on the wrong scripture.
That's all right.
It's all right, brother.
Now you know.
Thank you, Jesus.
John,
yeah,
16:33,
but I want to start at 31.
Okay. Jesus answered them.
They had asked a question. Let's go up a little bit to 29.
Okay. His disciples said unto him, lo, thou speakest thou plainly, and speakest no proverb.
Look, the disciples Hallelujah. They couldn't understand what was going on. So they're going to tell him to speak plainly and speak no proverbs. Uh-huh. And what else was said?
Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou came forth from God.
Uh-huh.
Jesus answered them, Do ye now believe?
Do you now believe? Then we just speak about that over there in John 15:14-1. Hallelujah. Do ye now believe? That's a question mark. Then what else do it say in 32?
Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now.
Okay.
Now come.
Behold, the hour cometh. We're talking about time.
Yes.
Time is everything.
Yes.
Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come. This is before, hallelujah, they came to get Jesus. We're talking about the time that Jesus had done the work. Hallelujah. But this is right before they came to Galilee. What else do it say?
That ye shall be scattered, every man to his own.
Look, he said that he shall be scattered. Everybody gonna start fleeing. Everybody gonna start running. Hallelujah. Why? Because some people didn't understand what he was saying all the time. Hallelujah. But they're gonna start scattering, they're gonna start running. And he said, every man to his own, what else?
And shall leave me alone.
And shall leave me alone. And what else do he say?
And yet I am not alone.
And he said, yet I am not alone.
Because the Father is with me.
Because the Father is with me. You might believe me. Hallelujah. But how many know that the Father is with me?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. See, we in some times right now. Hallelujah. We feel lonely.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Say, I'm so lonely, I gotta go get me a companion.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yes, you can leave me, but I'm still not alone.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You can have a companion and still don't be alone.
You gotta
come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes they say three is a crowd. Hallelujah. I wanna have the five. I want to be me, my wife, and the Trinity, which is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That ain't no problem to me. Hallelujah, because I need them.
All right.
I need them everywhere I go.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
and then what else he said?
These things I have spoken unto you.
He said, these things I have spoken unto you.
That in me ye might have peace.
Preach about peace, didn't I? That's long ago. Hallelujah. Yeah, that was last week when I was preaching about peace. He said, that in me he may have peace. Hallelujah. Time is everything. Everybody needs a peace of mind. Hallelujah. We might have some troubling time. Hallelujah. But we all need a peace of mind. Hallelujah. He said, that in me he might have peace. And what does it say?
In the world, ye shall have tribulation.
Look at that.
Come on, Pastor.
Hallelujah. That long suffering, that faith. Hallelujah. God said, Jesus said right here.
Come on.
He said, in the world, ye shall have what?
Tribulation.
Tribulation. We're going to have some trials and some tribulation.
Yeah.
We're going to be faced with some things. Hallelujah. See. And so many people, they say, oh, I'm going through this. And I'm going through that.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The word says you're going to go through.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You gonna go through it. I'm gonna go through it. The brother down the block gonna go through it. We all gonna go through it.
Woo.
Because Jesus had to go through it.
Come on,
thank you, Jesus. We all gonna go through some trials and some tribulation.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. But you got to be in the right place at the right time.
Yes.
That's why it says time is everything.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said, in the world he may have tribulation, but then he said, but be of good cheer.
Right now.
Let me give God some praise. Whatever you want to do, you give him some praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, I might be going through some long suffering. I might be going through some things. Hallelujah. My brother might have slapped me in my mouth yesterday, but I'm going to give God some praise for it. Why? Because I ain't healed that.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. You know. Hallelujah. Because you know I tell you, you hit me, I'm gonna hit you back.
Yes.
Why? Because we were taught to do that.
That's right. And a reflex.
Yeah. Yeah, I had some good reflexes back in the day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I had some good ones. Hallelujah. Thank you, God is awesome. Hallelujah. But he said, but be of good cheer. Hallelujah. See, people didn't tell us about being of good cheer back in the day. Hallelujah. Somebody, when they say they throw a rock, you throw a rock back.
That's right. They throw a rock, you throw a brick.
Yeah, there you go. You throw a rock, brick. Hallelujah. You better make sure you hit him.
The rock.
Hallelujah. But I remember, and it was a time, hallelujah, when I was young, I wanted to be everybody's friend. I wanted to be cool when I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. But then something happened. Yeah, something happened. Hallelujah. Some fella chased me home one day. It was a whole group of them. I ran home and I went in the house. And my mama said, boy, what you running from?
Yeah.
You up here breathing hard. I said, look outside. There's a whole bunch of them. My mama said, boy, you gotta get up out of here. I said, what you talking about? She said, you gotta get out of here, boy. They gonna keep chasing you home.
Yeah.
She said, you must get out there and go fight.
Right.
I said, bounce. Give me a glass of water. I need to take a breath first. Can't be going out there fighting a tide. Says about eight of them. He said, well, you might go out there and fight. If you don't fight today, they're going to chase you tomorrow. I said, man. I said, okay. I went out there and I put them up. Ain't nobody chasing me home no more. But then I started liking it. Hallelujah. I started liking the fight. Hallelujah. Then it went from life to style loving.
Oh, Jesus.
I said, I need to find some life to fight today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. I said, I got to find somebody to fight today. I wake up in the morning and say, I need to find somebody to fight today.
Well,
then sometimes I had to look at some of my friends that are with me. I said, man, I think you said something about me. He said, man, he said, yes, you did. No, I didn't. Then I started to fight because I was loving. But then, hallelujah, then some things had to change in my life. Hallelujah. Say, hallelujah, the fight ain't my battle. Hallelujah. Once I got into the word of God, he said, this fight is yours. It's mine. Hallelujah. You quit fighting. Hallelujah. Because he said, the battle ain't yours. It's mine. It started way before you were born, before your mama was born, before your grandma was born, before your great-great-grandma was born. Hallelujah. I've been fighting for y'all long.
Glory be to God. Come on now. That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's right.
Hallelujah. He said, be of good cheer.
Yes.
And then Jesus said, why? Because I have overcome the world.
Well,
he said, I overcame the world. So if I overcome the world, you can't do it. Thank you, Jesus. There is no situation too big that you can't overcome.
Hey, glory!
But you got to overcome it through the word of God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus. That's why he said time is everything. Hallelujah. He says that you can overcome the world. Hallelujah. But you got to overcome the world through his word and through his spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Through his word and through his spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, give the Lord a good hand clap. Because God is good. God is good. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And then back to 14:1. Hallelujah. It says, let not your heart be troubled.
Yes.
He believed in God, but he believed also in me.
Yes.
And see, once you understand that you can overcome the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And understand the circumstance that we might even be facing. He said, in my father's house.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. Yes, we might have a little house.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We might be renting a little man a little apartment or whatever we might be going to have on this side.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, believe in God and believe also in me. Then he's going to tell you something. He said, in my father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have not even told you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Then he goes home and said, I go. He said, now I'm going to have to leave.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Yeah, you're going to be facing some problems like I was facing. Yes. But he said, but I go to prepare a place for you.
Yes.
And where I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and receive you.
All
right. And to myself. He said, I'm going to come back. Hallelujah. I'm not going to send nobody else. Hallelujah. I'm coming back. Why? Because I don't walk the earth. And I don't understand what's down here. So I'm going to come back and get you myself. Hallelujah. And take you to this mansion. And I'm going to give you this key. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you what it's paid for. And it's paid for in full. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's all we got to do is give God praise. All we got to do is worship His name. All we got to do is just say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Why? Because the insults gonna come to us. Hallelujah. The attacks gonna come to us. Hallelujah. It's things that's gonna come our way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're gonna be faced with some things, even with our kids. Hallelujah. Even with our family. We're gonna be faced with some things in this world. Hallelujah. But God said, if I overcame, you can too.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus even said, I have brothers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I had a family. Hallelujah. But I had to overcome some things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Because he had to tell his mother. Hallelujah. I must get about my father's business. Hallelujah. There is no disrespect. Hallelujah. But I must do the will of my father who sent me.
Yes, he did.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because it's time now. Hallelujah. You don't raise me. Hallelujah. To the best of your knowledge. Hallelujah. But now I have to do what God has called me to do. Hallelujah. Yes, Mama. Hallelujah. You done fed me. Hallelujah. You done healed me when I was a child. Hallelujah. Because you know they were trying to come and kill me. Hallelujah. You did all what you need to do. But now it's time for me to step out on faith. Hallelujah. I must go to the wilderness. Hallelujah. So I can be tempted with some things. Hallelujah. And as I be tempted with some things, hallelujah. Why Jesus has to go through that part? Because he let us know you gonna be tempted. So I gotta be tempted first. Hallelujah. And be overcame by some things.
Woo!
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He said you can be overcomer too. Hallelujah. Because the word of God says that Jesus is no respect of person. Hallelujah. And he said, if I've done it for one, I can do it for you, you and you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, God is good. God is good. And God is an on-time God. God is an on-time God. Hallelujah. So whatever you might be going through, or whatever we may be facing, hallelujah, we might even know you to know what tomorrow may bring. Hallelujah. But we give God praise for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just like that. The song I would read, God make a way. Keep on making a way. He keep on making a way. Hallelujah. He keep on opening doors for me. Hallelujah. Over and over again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. No matter what man might say. Hallelujah. I might have been on the bad side yesterday. Hallelujah. But God didn't open up the door. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, it's something about what God promised, though. He said, can't no man open it. Hallelujah. But when God keeps the door open for you, there's a chance. Hallelujah. There's an opportunity. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you got to keep going through that chance and that opportunity. Hallelujah. Why? Because it's through His grace and through His mercy. Hallelujah. His mercy and His grace. His grace and His mercy. It's His mercy and His grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He the one that keep giving us another chance.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's not the pastor that give you another chance. Hallelujah. It's not the ministry that give you another chance. It's not the urchin that give you another chance. Hallelujah. But it's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. They give you another chance. Hallelujah. Man might say that I can redeem you, but man can't redeem you. Hallelujah. We already been redeemed. Hallelujah. Through the word of God. Hallelujah. No matter what nobody say. Hallelujah. We got to keep. You just said it earlier. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to think what you said.
Pressing on.
Huh?
Pressing on.
There you go. Pressing.
Pressing.
Towards the mark.
With the pride.
We got to keep pressing.
Yeah.
Towards it. Hallelujah. Sometimes the pressure may be hard. Sometimes we don't understand the pressure.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we don't understand what we're going through.
That's right.
Hallelujah. It's a song. Somebody said it could have been me.
It could
have been. Hallelujah. See, sometimes people go through some things, they don't understand what they're going through.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. They don't understand. They say, well, why do you keep going through this?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Why not you?
Right.
Hallelujah. See, I want to make you that living testimony. Hallelujah. See, sometimes we have to go through some things. Hallelujah. You can't tell nobody about the Lord if you ain't with you
nothing.
Ah, come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But you got to stay focused on what you're going through.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I be going through some things, but I keep giving God praise. I say, Lord, you keep making a way for me. Hallelujah. Over and over and over again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You keep making a way for me. Hallelujah. Sometimes I don't even see, hallelujah, how sometimes the bills are going to get paid. But I say, Lord, you keep making a way for me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And you keep doing it over and over and over again. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. When God calls you, hallelujah, you just surrender. Say, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I know God saved me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I know He saved me. Hallelujah. From the stuff, the things that I used to be into, I know He saved me. Hallelujah. Over in what's that, Roman, He said, this old wretched man that I am. Hallelujah. What does it say in there? Was that in Romans 6 and what, 23, somewhere up in there?
Who shall deliver me from this body of death?
Yeah, who shall deliver me? Nobody but the Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yay.
I know I'm an old, hallelujah, and what they call them old coons, looking and lurking and trying to do some things that wasn't right. Hallelujah. But God had to deliver my mind.
Come on.
He had to deliver my mind.
Yeah, glory.
Thank you, Jesus. He had to deliver me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because, thank you, Lord. I'm on a peaceful side now. Peaceful side. Hallelujah. Sometimes it might get rough.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. I ain't going to tell you. Hallelujah. Every day you're going to be peaches and cream when you say it. Hallelujah. It be some rough days. It be some rough days. It might be some rough months. Hallelujah. It might be some rough years. Hallelujah. But we got to know. Hallelujah. Jesus,
yeah.
You keep making a way for me.
Yes.
Over and over and over and over again. No matter what nobody say, hallelujah, Lord, I love you.
Yes.
No matter how, thank you, Jesus, they say that I did this, Lord, I love you.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord, you know my heart.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord, you understand my mind. Hallelujah, how do the Lord know you? How do the Lord understand your mind? Because he made you. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He's the one that you understand.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I might not understand, but he understands.
Absolutely.
He understands.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He understands all your ways. He understands all your thoughts. Hallelujah. See, a lot of times we look for man to understand our thoughts.
Yeah.
Man might not understand all your thoughts.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Man don't understand all your ways. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, hallelujah. But God, you give man, hallelujah, a way to do counseling to another man.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, because it's in the Word of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But God is so good and He's so awesome.
Yes, He is.
Hallelujah. Let's just give the Lord a hand praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. See, in these last few weeks, the Lord been having me take a word up out of Galatians. I went through joy, peace, and then the day is long suffering.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I'm like, well, why are you using me like this? Hallelujah. Just to take a word out of the fruits of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Because it's something about the fruit of the Spirit. We got to understand. Hallelujah. We got to have each and every one of them. Hallelujah. We got to have the love, the joy, the peace, the long suffering, the meekness, the gentleness, and the faithfulness. We got to have all this. Hallelujah. In our life. Hallelujah. Because one thing about it, you know, when a farmer and they grow their fruits, and you got the weeds that try to come around and kill our fruits. Hallelujah. You know about the weeds that try to kill out your fruits.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So the fireman has come to kill the weeds. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Yeah. How many know that weeds and stuff that try to come in your life?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Try to smother you. Hallelujah. Try to mess with your mind.
That's
you got to kill it out.
That's right.
Hallelujah. That's why the word says you got to rest in Him. Hallelujah. Yeah. And while you rest in Him, you wait on the word.
Come on.
Hallelujah. You got to wait on the word. You got to wait on the word from God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we try to wait for a word on Sunday. Hallelujah. We got to wait for a personal word. Hallelujah. Tell God, Lord, I need a word from you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. I can't wait for Sunday.
That's
I can't wait for Bible study. Lord, I need a word from you right now. Hallelujah. Because my mind, hallelujah, there's something going on with my mind. Hallelujah. The devil trying to put all this blackness in my mind. Lord, I need something right now for you to clear.
Yes.
Because there's something going on. And the Lord saying, I'm going to do it for you, sister. I'm going to do it for you, brother. Hallelujah. How I know? Because it happened to me, brother. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Like I said, we all go through something in life. Hallelujah. I was sitting right in the church. Hallelujah. Being the minister of the gospel. Hallelujah. And the devil was trying to attack my mind. Hallelujah. So I know he'll try to attack your mind. Hallelujah. But we got to know who we are.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And we got to know who we serve.
That's right.
And we got to know that he is able.
Hallelujah.
He is able. Hallelujah. No matter what you're going through, you got to know he is able.
Yes.
He is able. He is able. And the battle is not ours.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You don't fight this battle by yourself.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God says where there's two and three in gathered together, he is in the midst.
That's right.
He is in the midst. Hallelujah. How many know I need you? You need me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I can't do it by myself.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Pastor can't do it by herself. Sister Carol can't do it by herself. Can't none of us do it by ourselves. We need one another to work together. Sometimes we don't understand the word. Hallelujah. But one thing about it, we'll learn how to understand the word.
Amen.
And we'll learn how to understand each other. Sometimes it might take, years. Hallelujah. I was in the ministry. Hallelujah. I didn't understand the next ministry that I was working with. Hallelujah. Why? Because they had a different character than me.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They got their character, and I got my character. Hallelujah. But one thing about it, we got to work with the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes you got to put down the character. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know how some of that old character might rise up. Hallelujah. I'm just like my mama.
Right.
Put down mama.
Uh-oh.
You better have the Spirit of God.
Uh-oh.
You can't act like mama right now.
All right.
You're doing church work. You can't act like that.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. When you're doing church work. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Oh, I act like my brother. You better put a brother down. Hallelujah. You better put the Spirit of God in you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, I'm the only sibling. So the only thing I can act like is God. I ain't had nobody here pushing me. Hallelujah. Had the cousin trying to push me. Hallelujah. But I tell them, hallelujah, I'm going to act like me. Hallelujah. I act like a loner. Thank you, Jesus. But God is good.
Yes, He is.
God is good. And God is awesome.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Come on, let's just stand on up. We're going to have prayer. We're going to worship and give God some praise on today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We're going to have a mass prayer on the day. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. And we'll turn it to the end of Sister Campbell. Gracious Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for your word that went forward. Lord, we thank you for hearing me hear and do of your word. Lord, we thank you, Lord Father, for Sister Alice right now, Lord God. Lord God, that she's where she at right now, Lord God. For even touching her mind, Lord Father.
Yes,
Lord. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for just touching each and every one that's in the building right now, Lord Father. And touching the one that's not here.
Yes.
Lord Father, we heard your word on today, Lord God. Lord God, stir us up in your word, Lord God. Lord God, that we know that, Lord Father, that you have called us, Lord God, out of darkness and into your marvelous light, Lord God. But some of us don't understand the light, Lord God. But Lord God, help us to understand, Lord God, where we at. Lord God, help us to understand ourselves first, Lord God. Because sometimes we don't understand ourselves. Lord God, help us today, Lord God, to understand your word. Help us, Lord God, today, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just help us today, Lord God, to understand our children today, Lord God. Help us today, Lord God, to understand our spouse today, Lord God. Help us today, Lord God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you for your help on today, Lord God. Lord God, deliver our minds. Deliver our thoughts today, Lord God. That, Lord God, that we could be as you have called us to be, Lord Father. Lord God, touch, Lord God, each and every one of us. From the top of our head to the sole of our feet, Lord God. You know us by our names. You know our hearts. You know our desires, Lord God. Lord God, stir up the gifts that's in us, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you today, Lord God, for you doing it. Lord God, you do the touching today, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for you touching us. You touched us in a special way to do today, Lord God. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord Father. Woo. I thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for rescuing me today, Lord God. For rescuing us today, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. You're doing a 911 in our life today, Lord God. Because this emergency, Lord God, that you rescued us today, Lord God, for ourselves and for the way that might be before us today, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you today, Lord God, for what you're about to do and what you're going to do from this day forward. Because time is right now. And time is everything. And Lord God, we thank you for your time and not our own time. Lord God, you do it. As we sit down, you move in us, Lord God. And Lord God, and let us to understand your ways, Lord God. We just praise you. We magnify you and we glorify you. On this day, in Jesus' name. Amen. Sister Cameron. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. What a word, what a word. Praise God. We pray that the word fell on good ground. Thank the Lord for that word on today. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for seeing our sister gracing up with her presence on today. Amen. Praise God. And just thank the Lord for all that he's doing in this place.
Yes, Lord.
In his people. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, Pastor, pray the prayer of faith. Praise God. So now we're going to, I'm asked that we continue to pray for one another. Pray for the Williams family up in prayer, the Haddocks family in prayer. Continue to pray for the strength of the young ones, the ones that lost their loved ones. Amen. Because we are in some trying times. Amen. And without him, we can't do nothing. Praise the Lord. I believe the word Pastor Eddie said, if we get tribulation, don't feel good all the time. But that's where we get our strength on. Leaning in scripture, we read, rest in the Lord. Leaning on the Lord. That's where we get our strength. Amen. See, we don't do what the world do. We run to the word and find our comfort in the word of the Lord. So that's what those scriptures were saying to us today. Praise God. I trust that you write them down because we gonna need them. We gonna need them. See, ain't our daddy God something? He said, and be a good cheer. Amen. Ooh, you know this flesh ain't a good cheer when we going through. This flesh mad. This flesh sad. This flesh upset, frustrated, but the words are being good cheer.
That's good.
So we gotta lean on the Lord and give him the glory and do and fulfill what he said to do. Amen. I don't feel like I'm cheerful, but God, I'm gonna give you glory anyway because you said it.
Right.
And because you said it, I'm gonna praise you and thank you because I know he's making it all right.
Amen.
Even through what I'm going through. So God is good. His thoughts not truly, not like our natural thoughts. So that was some teaching on today. Amen. That was some teaching and preaching for us to take hold to. Amen. Amen. So, okay. We got the announcements today. All Nations selling dinners, soul food dinners, $10. We want to support them because they have the tent served. They want to buy a new tent. So, and that, and then we want to ask that we keep Sister Alice up before the Lord. Thank you, God, for her healing. Amen. And I think that's it.
No, Brother Godfrey's birthday.
All right. Pastor's birthday next Saturday at 5:50. 5:50, because he's going to be 50. 5:50 at the Nash downtown. I sent the links out. I sent the links to who I sent the links to. Don't send it to nobody else. I do be inviting. I'm just kidding. Praise the Lord. So, okay, and that, what else? Okay, so the schedule is, okay, the schedule is saying Sunday school service time 9:45, Sunday service at 11, Wednesday prayer at 5, Bible study 6:30. That's it right now. Amen. Okay, so that's all the announcements we have. We'll be having some coming up. It's things in the making. So at this time, I'm going to ask if anyone has anything they would like to say before we let you go.
Thank you for the beautiful service.
Well, bless you. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for y'all blessing us with your presence on today. Amen. Praise God. We give all glory to God. Hope you're blessed and hope y'all come back.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So, that being said, as you stand to your feet. And this day, the Lord's will bow. Alright. Let's look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we give you glory, we give you praise, and honor. We thank you, Lord God, today for your word. We thank you for all that was what was said and done in this place. Now, God, we ask you to be with us as we depart from this place, but not from your presence. Oh God, that you give us the strength, that you give us understanding, that we take the word with us, Lord God, that was spoken on today. And Lord God, that your Holy Spirit lead us and guide us in your will, in your way, Father. And Lord, we ask you to protect us and keep us from all danger, hurt, and harm. And Father, we give you all the glory and all the praise. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. And the people say,
Okay. All right, come on down here.
Okay.
Come on down. you know, he dashed it, right? You know what that little motorcycle thing? It's upstairs.
He wanted to do
something.
Yeah,
it's
right upstairs. Yep, it's upstairs. Yep, yep, it's right upstairs.
His birthday party here, and it was so nice.
Yeah, it was real nice.
He said he wanted to do something different.
Yeah, but we always go to MC. All right. I'm
going to see. But from the outside, it looks like it's nice up there.
It is. It is. And we went in there, and her cousin had little nice sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a main thing.
They got
lights
up there too.
You know, they got
two. No, I ain't seen a motorcycle. I think they all downstairs.
Okay.
As far as they had to play down here, but they had to play downstairs. And then they could hear it up there.
Okay.
Yeah, you know. He told me that when he cut me up, said, yeah, we got to put it down. Stay in remember spots like that. Yeah, but it is nice, though.
What time? 5:50. I said, bring your car. It's in my car.
Yeah, 5:50.
But if you didn't get the lady message, please.
I'm going to call
him. But 5:50. He was like, why is 50? I said, because you're 50.
Yeah.
Why ain't 6 o'clock? Because it's 50.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Hopefully, I got to work this Saturday.
Oh. It's our day. It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well.
That's a blessing to be.
Yeah.
You
know,
it is.
Yeah. Some people don't make it to 50.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because when you took 50 last year, didn't you?
Well, you've been 2 this
year. 52. You are.
Yeah. 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 Fire, yes. Showed up, called 4 months later, called me back. Said, we turn it into a clothing. I said, what? I said, yeah, and I'm getting a little check, you know. Yeah, yeah. Like $4 a week. I said, now you ain't going to give me nothing. No, no. He said, well, my Lord, he told me. Because a lot of people that had got injured like that, and then they don't want to find you, let you fight on the outside. So I said, okay, that.
I thought that was a union out there.
It is a union.
Really?
Yeah, but they had to do with that. So I end up dealing with my lawyer. So then we get ready to go to court. I'm working out here. Job. I had to give you a job, but I had the money coming in. So I went out there and got a little job. I'm working, and my lawyer said he had court, like out by Mount Pleasant somewhere. He said, we're going to court. He said, you were fighting for $300,000. So I said, all right. So he called me. He said, well, they want to send him out. He said, they want to send him out for $120,000. He said, you want to go to court? I said, man, I just think I'm broke, man. I said, just give me that, man. So he said, okay. So he said, we got to come up here and sign the papers. So I hit it up and signed the papers and stuff. And I got that my check from him. He took out his feet. Got my little check, man. And yeah, that's before we started ministry.
Really?
Yeah, I got
my check. That was
Yeah. That was 2016. So, yeah, that's when they got rid of me. So I would fight that case all the time. They decide something, because the union, they're going to call me. But they, I asked my lawyer, I said, why you got to send my paperwork to the union for them to send it to the like big union in Detroit for them to go to my paperwork? I said, I don't know who the fuck I'm going to get it. But they talk too much. So I was like, no fuck, I can tell everybody, I can't tell them about it. I got to call me, trying to borrow money from me. I said, man, when I had no time, I was trying to get me tears. And I said, what about bed? I said, man, you don't take away from me.
The workplace is up now.
So they come big. Yeah, I'm like, I'm telling my lawyer, I said, yeah, I said, you know. And they said, well, the union got to sign off on it.
They got to talk.
They got to talk. And so the dude in that rich wash, he was the barber or anything, he called me and said, hey, man, don't take away that deal, man. I said, why not? He said, because, man, we can get your job back. That's why I don't want that job, man. I said, when he did me, and y'all waiting here to help me, you know what I'm saying? I said, man, I said, that's an embarrassment, man, to get a walk out of place, man. I said, man, I'm 14 years with you, man. I said, come on, man. It wasn't like I was there for a year or two. They know how I work. I don't miss my work. And I said, then they trying to write me up, and then y'all right there knowing I'm on vacation.
At that point, there ain't no loyalty.
That's why I told him. I said, I don't want to work back. So my lawyer came back to sign the thing. So I was going to go away. I said, just give me my check. And I went for a new job. I started over. So I'm at Steinberg. Machines at Steinberg.
I seen him. Look where that's at.
Over here, you know where is that Google Street at? Off Douglas? Where the
Down
Road is right there.
Okay, so that's what I seen somewhere.
Yeah, so that's where I work at over there. I've been over there for 2 years. So I worked at a couple other places. I worked about I went way out to Global, way out of Pleasant Ferry. I was there about 15 months out of Fort Trucks out there. And that was a long drive.
Right.
You know, they were going to be 10, they were 15. I'm driving out there. So that paid to Steinberg, my cousin worked there, Corey Curtis. He worked there. So I put the application in and called him and put a good word in front of him. I'm over there and make good money over there. I'm on peace break, but I make $25,000, $26,000. So I'm cool. You know, all right, man. I'm cool right there. Yeah, it's cool.
I think you're going around here.
It's going pretty good. Yeah, there's been a lot of people been out sick. Like I got my drummer and his wife. They've been, well, he had double pneumonia. He's in hospital for a minute. And his wife, she had got sick. So he got sick. And they had to go to Chicago.
We forgot to announce for Sunday next week.
Oh, yeah. They just got them to Chicago. She retired from, I guess that's where she got to go. So she got to go. right, you see. They here, and then, well, my sister that was here, oh, then the other sister, Alex,
okay.
She in the hospital.
So it's picking up then.
Yeah, it's about
a whole lot different since last
year. Yeah, it's about good 17, 18 people.
Okay.
Yeah, well, they all be here.
Right.
But like I said, I don't get sick. Even what's name, he be coming, Marvin Brown.
Oh, do it?
Yeah, Marvin Brown be coming.
I don't know Marvin, I don't know how long.
Yeah. Just keep him in prayer. He still be doing that same old stuff. I be telling him, I'm here for you, man. But I ain't going to jail with you. I'm just here to die. You know, because you know he still be doing
that. Well, at least he coming to church.
Yeah, he coming and he always check in with me.
Yeah.
And I talk to him.
So he wants to change.
Yeah, he wants to change. Yeah, and like I told him, I'm here for you, man. Yeah. You know, I took him out to eat, you know, just talk with him, man. You know, I said, man, you can change, man. So I got to change.
Right.
And you know, you want to go hang out with the dude, go to the 16th Memorial, man. It's a bad area for you, man. I said, man, come to my house, chill out, man. We eat, man. I'm trying dominoes or something, man. Right. You know, okay. Yeah. And some folks, you got to be alone.
Yeah.
I tell them all the time, man. You know? I said, well, look at my cousin, Cordell Hitchin, man. Man, them, my first cousin. How full with them was. Drive right past them. Then when I see them, you know, man, we talk all the time. We text, we talk. But I love them. Kicking out of y'all door like, be over here, man.
I mean, you got lifestyle.
Yeah.
Right? I know that.
One time I went over my cousin, Corral, man, come outside, man. You talking outside, man. Come to the house.
Right, I ain't really caught up, man.
He just got raided, bad boy. They kicked out of the door. Him and Lisa Beatles in the house, and both of them jail. He ain't catch me like that. But, you know, he got out. They ain't find no drugs, but still, man.
Especially when you know the lifestyle, what it's going to lead to.
Yeah.
It ain't nothing
to do with it. And then, you know, like I told you, about your mom, gone. I had Bob.
Right.
You know, she just been 2 years for her. You ain't never worked, never but a little bit.
And my thing, God, what's the use when they get caught up and just take everything you got in?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And my cousin Keith, he doing good. Disney that Mama had, he took over that. She had like a little group home. He over that. He doing good. He running our family business. And then we have our family gathering. And then he going good. Yeah, like I tell him, I love him. I'll be going to court, and I'm like, right, I'm wrong. I need the light, I want some fresh air.
Other staff said, Mel, be careful what you say.
Yeah.